there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna get up out of the ground. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Go down yonder, Gabriel, put your foot on the land and sea. Oh, Gabriel, don't you blow your trumpet until you hear from me. I looked way over yonder, and what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Then I looked way down the river, saw the people dressed in white. I knew it was God's people, 'cause I saw them doing right. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna get up out of the ground. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Till I reach the promised land. Then I looked way over yonder, and what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. So meet me, King Jesus, meet me. Won't you meet me in the middle of the air? If these wings should carry me, I won't need another pair. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna get up out of the ground. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down.
Maddie.
Zach, you're first.
Yay! This is like, I loved this so much, like, so good. I loved your tone on this, and I'm really happy you did, like, this style country song, because this is like, I love it when you do these, like, old-timey type of, like...
You made Valk like old country.
Yeah, well, I like this type of, like, folk song, like, sounding stuff. It's cool, so, like, I really liked it. And, like, I was really invested in, like, the lyrics, so you, like, really drove home, like, the lyrics of the song. And, like, ugh, the harmonies are awesome, yes. And I loved when you held, like, when you held Grave. I was like, oh, it was so, so good. I love this. This is like, oh, I don't want to pull a Zane, but this is like my new favorite. It was really good.
Yeah, Maddie, this was awesome. Dylan, what do you think?
To me, this is the start of the night right here. Maddie entered the building, burned the stage to the ground, kicked in the lights, threw down her gauntlet, and slapped everyone in the face with her penis and was like, take it, bitch. This is how a Lone Star finalist does it. And thank you, Maddie, for representing Lone Star finalists. I love the harmonies. And what I love about you is that you really have a love for country music and its origins. You're not coming out here singing Taylor Swift. You're singing effing Johnny Cash, and you're singing bluegrassy stuff. And I just really adore you. And this is why you were a finalist last season, and this is why you're going to win this season.
Yeah,
I know. I love bluegrass.
So good. Oh, I loved this, Maddie. Like, it was so epic. You did such a good job. Your harmonies were great. Your energy was great. You really just, like, captured the song and everything about it. It was just so good. I, like, don't have anything to say.
I say no. I'm just kidding.
Valk this first.
It's a definite super yes.
Yes for me.
Yes for me. Maddie is through.
Yay!
So up next we have Melly.
All right.
How do I get through one night without you? If I had to leave without you, what kind of life would that be? Oh, and I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you ever leave, baby, you would take away everything good in my life. And tell me now, how do I leave? How do I breathe without you? If you ever go, how do I ever, ever survive? How do I, how do I, oh, how do I live without you? There'd be no sun in my sky. There would be no love in my life. There'd be no world left for me. And I, maybe I don't know what I would do. I'd be lost if I lost you. If you ever leave, baby, you would take away everything real in my life. And tell me now, how do I live without you? I want to know, how do I breathe without you? If you ever go, how do I ever, ever survive? How do I, how do I, oh, how do I leave? If you ever leave, well, baby, you would take away everything. Need you with me. Baby, don't you know that you're everything good in my life? And tell me now, how do I live without you? I want to know, how do I breathe without you? If you ever go, how do I ever, ever survive? How do I, how do I, oh, how do I leave? How do I
Melly.
Melly. Melly Derulo. Oh, this is country. Melly Derulo. See, this is the kind of stuff I'm glad Maddie is not doing. This underscores my point about Maddie. For you, Melly, I'm iffy on this. This song has been covered by Faith Hill and Leanne Rimes, who by most accounts have these huge, powerful voices, by all accounts, really. And, like, I don't think you have a big, powerful, like, that's not your thing. Your thing is not big and powerful, and I've told you that. Like, so, like, for this, your verses were, like, not powerful at all, and then when you went bigger, you got super sketchy. And I really would have liked something, like, less big and more performing, like Goodbye Earl or something, like, you can just really have fun.
Good.
Belty and big is not your thing. Don't do songs that have been belty and big and done by other artists. I don't think that's going to be your ticket to success. The main problem with this song, it sounded very big chunk, and a lot of times you got a small chunk with songs sometimes. It felt like you were recording large parts of it at once, and so when you got louder, it got very toppy, and that highlighted when you went off because it got super loud.
Mm-hmm.
Got a small chunk to recording a lot of times. That's my whole critique, so whoever, I don't know, I don't understand
it's
this order.
Me. Yeah, Millie, like, I don't know. This was super off-key for me, especially at the end when you did that big belty moment. It was just completely in a different key. I don't know. I just felt that, I don't know. There wasn't enough, like, emotion to make up for it, and I agree with Dylan, like, this song was too big for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, what did you think, Phil?
Yeah, I have the same, like, the exact same notes. I thought the emotion was really lacking, and you really needed to, like, drive home the emotion in the song, and I don't feel like it was really there at all. I wrote that, like, how, like, usually on the Survive in the choruses, like they go up into their head voice. Like, you were just shouting the Survives, and it was kind of hard to listen to because it was kind of like Dylan said, it, like, got really loud, and it went off key, and it was topping. So, like, this wasn't a good song choice for you. Yeah, you would have been better off with something more like storytellery, because this is more of those, like, oh, I'm so, like, desperate and type of song. Like, yeah, it wasn't, like, done that well, and I'm sad.
It's a no from me, but if one of you guys says yes, I'll back it. It sucks because I know how much she loves the show and how excited she is about it. So I hate saying no, but based on that performance, I have to say no, or my credibility as a judge is going to be shot.
I have to say no, too. I feel really bad because I know.
Ugh, yeah. I know, that's why I was kind of, like, thinking, like, oh, yeah, like, I wanted to say yes because I knew you were looking forward to the show, but, like, yeah, that I had to say no, too.
Sorry, Melly.
Snowfender's up next.
I am not the kind of girl who should be rudely barging in on a white veil occasion, but you are not the kind of boy who should be marrying the wrong girl. I sneak in and see your friends and our snotty little family, all dressed in pastel, and she is yelling at a bridesmaid somewhere back inside a room, wearing a gown shaped like a pastry. This surely not what you thought it would be. I lose myself in a daydream where I stand and say, yes, run away now. I'll meet you when you're out of the church at the back door. Don't wait or say a single vow. You need to hear me out. And they said, speak now. Fond gestures are exchanged, and the organ starts to play a song that sounds like a death march, and I and lighting in the curtains. Seems that I was uninvited by your lovely bride-to-be. She floats down the aisle like a pageant queen. I know you wish it was me, you wish it was me.
Don't ya?
Don't say yes, run away now. I'll meet you when you're out of the church at the back door. Don't wait or say a single vow. You need to hear me out, and they said speak now. Don't say yes, run away now. I'll meet you when you're out of the church at the back door. Don't wait or say a single vow. Your time is running out, and they said speak now. Say speak now or forever hold your peace. Next silence, there's my last chance. I stand up with shaking hands. All eyes on me. Horrifying looks from everyone in the room, but I'm only looking at you. I am not the kind of girl who should be rudely barging in on a white veil occasion. But you are not the kind of boy who should be marrying the wrong girl. So don't say yes, run away now. I'll meet you when you're out of the church at the back door. Don't wait or say a single vow. You need to hear me out, and they said speak now. Would you say let's run away now? I'll meet you when I'm out of my ducks at the back door. Baby, I didn't say my vows. So glad you were around when they said speak now.
Snow Fender.
Snow Fender.
I'm not playing this game where we say all their names weirdly after the... I'm done with that.
But it's fun.
Snowfender!
Okay. I really liked your energy on this. Like, I thought you sounded really, really cute. And, like, yeah. And, yeah, like, I thought you sang it, like, pretty well. There was a couple of moments where you sounded pitchy to me. Like, there was a couple of runs where I felt you went a little, like, wonky. But overall, I enjoyed this performance. I believe Valka's next.
Oh, yeah. This was super cute, Snowfender, and it, like, had me smiling, and it made me, like, want to, like, give you a hug. It was, like, really, really cute. I didn't, like, note anything, like, bad or good, or, like, it wasn't like, whoa, blow you away, awesome, but it was, like, really nice to listen to, and it was super cute. I noted a couple of, like, pitchy issues, I think it was, like, sometimes in the chorus and stuff, but other than that, I really liked this a lot. It was a really nice fit for you.
Dylan?
I need you to tell me what settings you're using for G-Verb, because they sounded great on this. This is the best I've heard you in a while, Snowfender. You picked up when the music swelled. You felt the words. There were some pitch issues, but I think that it was passable for tonight, as far as I'm concerned. And I think that you always sound like you're smiling when you're singing, and I love that about you.
Yeah.
And you always sing happy, happy, joy, joy songs. I want to hear you sing something heartbreaking. But not, how do I live without you?
Anything.
That will be this show's I Can Go the Distance, I think.
Yeah, wow. Probably.
The only other person I've ever heard sing that, I think, has been Princess Sailor Moon, as far as people that like are online. Anyway.
Oh, my.
That was all I had to say. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it, but I liked it more than I... disliked it.
Yeah.
It was cute.
It was very cute.
You're not going to win. You're not going to win with a performance like that, but you're going to get past the first round, as far as I'm concerned. But pick it up next week. I want you to do something crazy that just completely blows it away. That's not what we would expect from you. Because whenever you sing, we always kind of, I always expect you're going to do some cutesy song with an acoustic guitar, and you're going to be happy and sound like you're smiling. I want you to shock me.
Shock.
Do something emo.
We're just waiting on Rochelle.
Oh, say yes. I say yes.
I say, oh, that goes.
Oh, I say yes.
I say yes.
Woohoo.
Yay.
That's six people we've put through, you guys.
Yes.
Awesome. Nice.
That's about half of, maybe a little less than half, depending on how the last 12 people do.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're cutting this episode short because I am dying. I haven't really slept in like a long time, and I can't. I just...
And she's being really bitchy outside when we're not critiquing. She's snapping at us.
Snapping. I'm just like starting to feel sick, and like I really need my voice for Friday. I don't know.
At us.
What?
Nothing. Do you wanna? You're gonna announce the next theme though, right?
Yes.
So they can get a jump.
Yes, so like for those of you that are through and for those of you that are going to be through, the theme next week is 90s country. So you can do any country song that was released in the 90s.
Just 90s. To make Valk happy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's the theme for next week so that you guys know.
We do it all for Valk and the Nookie.
So, I am awesome.
So, I hope.
It was a loud sip of tea you just took there.
I'm sorry.
Nice.
Oh, I just thought that was like you licking your lips or something.
We will be back soon with the next episode, though.
We
the next
will.
Half.
And it'll be
yeah,
epic.
It should be out soon. Yeah.
So, stay tuned. All the entries are in, so it's not like we're waiting on people.
Well, we're just waiting on Rochelle.
Yeah, we're just I'm sorry. Anyway, have a good night.
Night.
Good night.